Chapter 8. The Response to Subliminal Technology. By now, I'm sure you're feeling totally beat up like that previous movie scene with all this gut-wrenching information repeatedly punching you in the midsection via these glasses that this documentary is forcing you to see and deal with. But again, all this is for your good, and frankly, for the good of the planet. Acting like this global subliminal seduction really isn't going on isn't going to help anyone, nor is it the proper response. Which brings us to the final issue. How do we respond to all this? The facts are, we've been duped and mesmerized by all this global media technology that these aliens, I mean rich elites, have been forcing us to use. In fact, the more we use it, the more it destroys our very lives and those around us, as this video shows.
We convince ourselves technology is helping. The reality is people don't seem enough for us these days. We condense books into articles, into lists, into GIFs, because who has time to read an actual sentence anymore? We scroll and click and double tap our lives away, wondering where the day goes. We're more anxious than any generation before us, yet we keep downloading another app hoping that it could fix us. We look to the latest trends, check the reviews on Yelp, investigate the hashtags, yet in a world with so much information we're somehow still missing the wisdom of life. We crave real connection, but we'd rather text about the hard conversations. We desire relationships but settle for following each other on Twitter. We stare at the pretty pictures on Instagram instead of the person standing right in front of us. We prefer filtered images to reality.
We listen to a new podcast over a person's day, we check social media more than we check in with our friends. In our constant need for new information, new insights, new everything, we lose the chance to make old memories.
We like being busy. We wear it like a badge of honor. We can't focus because we're being pulled in 50 different directions. We can't commit because there always seems to be another option, a better alternative. We have trust issues with the people we've known for years, yet we trust someone's review that we just saw on Amazon. We want to hold hands while still holding onto our phones. We scroll through Twitter while having lunch with our friends. We think we can keep one foot out the door while still falling for the person sitting in front of us.
We always need the latest, the newest, the most up-to-date, and then wonder why relationships don't last. We walk around stores on FaceTime and text during work because life without multitasking feels inefficient.
We fill our schedule, we fill our days, we fill our phones, thinking that we'll cure the emptiness that we feel inside us.
We binge another series of that latest Netflix show because someone else's story drowns out the experience of our own. We complain that nothing feels real anymore, but we don't give anything time to become real.
We complain nothing has depth, but we don't allow things space to deepen. We're so quick to fill the silence or write someone off completely. We complain nothing feels authentic today as we select a new filter on our selfies. We recharge our devices but not ourselves. When we're out of time, we just add more to our schedules. We don't know who we want to become because we're too distracted by who everyone else is becoming. How many times has anyone ever said to you, "I want your time"? Whenever you hear that, know this truth. What people really want is your energy.
Imagine if you gave someone an hour of your time but the whole time you were completely distracted on your phone.
Versus if you gave someone 10 minutes of your complete energy.
I'm sure that any of us would select option 2. Because what we're really searching for is energy.
What we're really searching for is attention. What we're really looking for is presence. What we're really after is affection.
So, what we really need to do is give people our energy, not just our time.
Take a moment. Take time to reflect. Take a step back. Who are the people that make you forget to look at your phone? Spend time with them. Starve your distractions, feed your focus. You can't do the big things if you're always distracted by the small ones.
And those small ones are all the different forms of media that these aliens, I mean rich elites, have gotten us not only glued to but, as we saw, literally addicted to. It's ruining our very fabric of life, let alone brainwashing us to go along with their nefarious agenda. Which is to buy, sell, obey, never question, reproduce, sleep, and on it goes. Every day we are being distracted and zombified to by their global mesmerizing media outlets called newspapers, radio, music, books, the education system, television, and social media, and it's all turning us into a planet of isolated individuals willingly eager to obey whatever our alien, I mean rich elite overlords, want to obey. So, what's the response? Shut it off. Enough is enough. As the man said, re-engage with people. Become a human again. And that brings us to the proper response to all this subliminal seduction that's really going on all over the world, via the global media that these elites are using to mesmerize the minds of the masses. First of all, can we shut it off? Is it too late? Are we helplessly addicted to this brainwashing media forever? No. There really is hope. You really can respond in an appropriate manner and be free from all this mental manipulation that's going on, and that's precisely what we want to leave you with in this documentary. And that first response, that first step to freedom is simply this. You need to admit that we're living in a world of illusion. The elites have actually been telling us, flaunting it in our face for a long time, what they're doing to us, that is if you have the glasses on to see. But the world of illusion they created for us is like this guy. Remember this movie?
Clip from The Truman Show. The newscaster is reporting that comets are still headed to Earth. A couple of officers watching it say, "Wow, what else is on? Yeah, let's watch something else." The officers change the channel, and this is what comes on. Announcer, coming to you now from the largest studio ever constructed, it's The Truman Show. Jim Carrey, who plays Truman, walks out his front door and waves at the neighbors and says, "Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night." Christoph, creator of The Truman Show, what if no scripts, no cue cards? What if you were watched every moment of your life? Announcer, how many cameras do you have there in that town? I believe Truman was the first child to have been legally adopted by a corporation. Christoph, that's correct. Interviewer, brilliant. Announcer, what if everyone you knew was pretending? Actress, hi honey, look what I got at the checkout. Dishwasher safe. Truman, amazing. Announcer, what if your world was make-believe? Christoph, his world he inhabits is counterfeit. Christoph's secretary, I'm not allowed to talk to you. She whispers to Truman. Truman, that's how I look on your tapes. Christoph, there's nothing fake about Truman himself. He didn't know it until now. A studio light calls through the glass dome covering Truman's little city. He looks up and sees the hole. He realizes that something is not right. Truman, a lot of strange things have been happening here. He tells his best friend. Truman looks at his ring. Not knowing what he is looking at, it is a camera that has been put there to televise him in his daily routine. Cameraman, do you think he knows? Truman, I think I'm mixed up in something, something big. He tells his friend, Christoph, we accept the reality with which we're presented. The secretary, everybody's pretending to, but she couldn't finish her sentence to warn him, his pretend wife, Truman. As Truman realizes that things just aren't right, he starts to do a little investigating on his own, and after seeing some big screen videos he says, Truman, the whole world revolves around me. Everybody seems to be in on it. I'm going to go away for a while. He realizes that his best friend has been in on this all along. While they are watching him on camera, his best friend tells him, I'm not in on it, Truman, because the last thing I would ever do lie to you. This is all being televised for the world to see. They fade the music. Christoph, that is our hero shot. But Truman is determined to leave. He gets in the car and proceeds to leave town. And he takes his pretend wife with him. They have everyone out searching for him. Truman, where are you going? Somehow, he manages to get himself a boat, and the studio begins to cause a storm at sea with lightning and fog to try to scare him back to his home. While all this is happening, the crowds are cheering, hoping that Truman can make his escape.
Good thing that was just a show, make-believe for our entertainment. Yeah, actually it's really what's being done to us. And we need to ask ourselves the same questions that the movie did. What if you were watched every moment of your life? What if everyone you knew was pretending? What if your world was make-believe? What if you didn't know it, until now? You know, like after this documentary. And will you accept the reality with which you're presented? Those are great questions, because the facts are, if you think about it, that movie, really has become our reality. With all the global mesmerizing media that's been thrust upon us, every single day, we live in a make-believe world of illusion just like The Truman Show. Only, insert your name there. Make it personal, because that's what's going on. It's the Bob Show, or Susan Show, the Mike Show, the Carol Show, whatever, whoever your name is, put it in there, because that's what's going on, every day whether you realize it or not. And so, the question is, how do we respond to this? Or as the Truman Show puts it, how will it end for you? Well, again, the first step is to simply admit that this is really going on. Don't run from it. Don't hide from it. Just deal with it. Open your eyes, keep them open, and don't take those glasses off. That's the first and most important step. Don't go back to sleep and live in that world of illusion that the aliens, I mean rich elites, have created for us. You need to own up to it, and step two, the next response, is to make the commitment to never go back again, like this movie premise reveals. Again, the elites are telling us what they're doing to us if you have eyes to see.
Clip from The Matrix. Morpheus, do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere, it is all around us, even now in this very room. You can see it when you look out your very window. Or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Neo, what truth? Morpheus, that you are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and you be whatever you want to be. You take the red pill, and you stay in Wonderland and I show you how deep the rabbit hole is. Neo reaches for the red pill and Morpheus speaks again. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Neo reaches for the red pill, puts it in his mouth and swallows it. The next clip is when the human form is breaking out of the pod, struggling to breathe for the first time. He realizes that he is connected to several tubes. He starts to disconnect the largest one from the back of his neck when he realizes he is not alone. He not only sees several at the same level as him, but when he looks a little farther, there are thousands of pods with humans inside that are still asleep. As he is standing there in amazement, looking at all the other pods, a large vehicle that looks like a bug flies up to him and grabs him. He can hardly breathe, but the vehicle isn't there to harm him. It disconnects the large connection in the back of his neck and then turns around and flies back to where it came from. Suddenly, all the cables that were attached to him start coming off him. He is free. The bottom of the pod falls off and he falls through the hole through a long cylinder. It seems to never end when he comes to an opening and he flies through it and down into a large pond of water. He struggles to keep his head out of the water in order to breathe, and he sees an opening in the top and a large claw coming down to pick him up out of the water. It lifts him up through the opening in the ceiling and the doors close.
As he rightly stated, the Matrix is everywhere. Even now in this room. And so, the question is, how will you respond? Which pill will you take? Will you take the blue one after all you've seen in this documentary and go and put your head back into the sand? Act like this is not real and go back to sleep in this slave world of illusion that's been created for us, to become mesmerized and brainwashed and power sources for the aliens, I mean rich elites and their nefarious plans? Or will you commit to taking the red pill now that your eyes are open and see this global media matrix for what it is and commit to be lifted out of it and rescued so you never go back again? That's your second choice or response with this documentary. Will you choose slavery or freedom? Which will you commit to? Which now leads us to step three. How do we respond to this media matrix, this world of illusion, this Truman-like show, that's been created for us by these aliens, I mean rich elites around the whole planet, who are using this system for their own nefarious purposes? Well, it's simple. You not only need to admit and then commit to freedom, but you need to now step three, take action. That is, you need to shut it off. You need to unplug yourself from the system or matrix. And you need to right now, not tomorrow, not in the future, right now you need to take action, walk out of the matrix, shut the door once and for all, just like Truman did in his final scene. Let's take a look at that again.
Clip from The Truman Show. Truman has left the city and is now on a small boat out in the middle of the ocean. The water is calm, and he is enjoying being in the fresh air with the sun beating on his face. He is enjoying the smell of the ocean breeze when suddenly there is a large crashing sound and ducks down into the body of the boat. He looks around to see what could have made this noise. The boat isn't moving. He walks to the front of the boat, and he sees that the point of the boat has gotten lodged into a wall that is the same color as the water and the sky. He sticks out his hand to touch it. As he looks around, he realizes that it is a solid wall with clouds and blue sky painted on it. It looks so real, but he is in a small pond surrounded by a wall. He hits the wall, but it doesn't budge. He collapses in defeat. Tears are falling as he finds himself in a fake world. He gets out of the boat and walks to a large flight of stairs coming up out of the pond. At the top of the stairs is a door that says exit. All the people that were watching him hurried out of the office and left the creator of the show there alone to try to smooth this situation over. As he is about to step through the door, a voice comes from overhead, "Christoph, Truman, you can speak.
I can hear you.
Truman, who are you?"
"Christoph, I am the creator of the television show that brings hope and joy and inspiration to millions."
"Truman, who am I?"
"Christoph, you are the star."
"Truman, was nothing real?"
"Christoph, you are real. That's what made you so good to watch.
Listen to me. There is no more truth out there than there is in the world I created for you. Same lies, the same deceit. But in my world, you have nothing to fear. I know you better than you know yourself."
"Truman, you never had a camera in my head."
"Christoph, you're afraid. That's why you can't leave."
"It's okay, Truman.
I understand. I have been watching you your whole life. I was watching you when you were born. I was watching when you took your first step. I watched you on your first day of school. The episode when you lost your first tooth.
You can't leave, Truman.
You belong here with me.
Talk to me.
Say something.
Well, say something.
You're on television. You're live to the whole world. All the public all over the world are sitting on the edge of their seats waiting to see what Truman does next. He turns around and faces the camera. "Truman, in case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night." He turns around and walks through the exit door. The secretary that likes him throws up her arms, puts on her coat, and runs out the door to meet me in the real world. Cheers came from all around the world as they saw Truman escape. The two patrol officers, "He made it."
"Yeah. Go, Truman."
Christoph is stunned.
An employee, "Cease transmission. And the program is off the air. Patrol officers, you want another slice?
What else is on?"
"Yeah, let's see what else is on. Where's the TV guide?"
That's what you do. Step 3, the proper response, you simply take action and you cease transmission. You simply walk out of the media matrix that's been created all around you, like a cog in a wheel, for the mere entertainment of these aliens, I mean rich elites and their nefarious purposes. Why? Because we're being used and abused. That's why the proper response to regain our freedom is to first admit and then to commit and 3, take action or walk out and shut this media matrix off. This daily mesmerizing, this brainwashing and programming we've been subjected to through the newspapers, radio, music, books, education system, television, and even social media. Shut it off and don't go back, step 3. And when you do, let me be the first to congratulate you and welcome back to the real world, a world of freedom, true freedom. It's good to have you here with us. This is what I truly hope is your response to this subliminal seduction that's really mesmerizing the minds of the masses around the planet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as you've seen throughout this documentary. But the greatest thing we desire for you is to not only choose freedom today, but for all eternity as well. You see, there's somebody else you need to understand and know about who's behind the scenes directing this whole global media matrix system that's been mesmerizing the planet for nefarious purposes. It's not just aliens, I mean rich elites, it's actually a spiritual entity. And he's doing it not only for the mere monetary reasons like the elite are, but for spiritual reasons as well. That other director I'm talking about has not only really been mesmerizing you and scripting your every move, ever since you were a baby, but he's not human. He's Satan. And the Bible is clear, he is the one who has been working with the elites to mesmerize the minds of the masses and blind their minds to the truth of God's existence and the fact that we really can have a beautiful, loving, intimate relationship with the creator of the universe. Here is what the Bible tells us about his nefarious activities.
2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. they are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God.
The Bible not only says that Satan is real, but that he's really out there directing this media matrix system around the whole planet that's blinding the minds of people, keeping them in bondage from seeing the truth. He's doing it in collaboration, in these last days, with the aliens, I mean rich elites, via this global media matrix system that's been built to generate his lies that keeps the whole world from seeing the truth about God's existence and the good news that we really can have a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. This is why he's using the global media matrix system in these last days to simultaneously seduce you into living an immoral life, against God, and even scoff at the very idea of there being a God, so as to blind you from the good news that you really can be free from his grasp and have a relationship with God. It's all been carefully scripted by Satan using the latest media technology that God warned us about 2,000 years ago. Satan, along with these aliens, I mean rich elites, have built this system to blind and mesmerize the whole world from seeing God via their world of illusion that they've created and foisted upon us. Their minds are now blind to it. Which leads us to the final most important step you'll ever take in your life, and that is this, step 4. You see, if you not only want freedom both now and forevermore, which I highly recommend, then you not only first need to admit, then commit, and then take action, but you need to step 4, follow through and receive this good news you've been formerly blinded to from Satan. This is what he's trying to keep you from seeing. That God is holy, and we are not. And because of this, we're not headed to heaven when we die, we're all disqualified, myself included. We've all blown it one way or another, as the Bible admits.
Romans 3:23, 6:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
And if you're anything like I used to be, you're probably thinking, well, I'm not that bad of a person, I'm not a sinner. Well, actually it's pretty easy to demonstrate. This is what God's Ten Commandments in the Bible are all about. They are God's X-ray showing us that we're really disqualified for heaven. For instance, how many of you have ever lied, which is the ninth commandment? Go ahead and raise your hand. Okay, for those who didn't raise your hand, you just did, you lied, because we've all done that at one time or another. Or how about this one, the eighth commandment, you shall not steal. How many of you have ever taken something that wasn't yours without permission, ever once? Go ahead and raise your hand. Okay, you already told me you're a bunch of liars, so let's not commit another lie and not raise your hand. Because the truth is we've all stolen or taken something without permission that didn't belong to us. That's just two out of the Ten Commandments. How are you doing? It's obvious, when you begin to see the X-ray, that none of us can keep them. Which means we're all disqualified for heaven. And the Bible says this about these kinds of people.
1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship idols, or commit adultery, or are male prostitutes, or practice homosexuality, or are thieves, or greedy people, or drunkards, or are abusive or cheat people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God.
In other words, go to heaven. We're not going to go there on our own. We're all disqualified. This is why Satan is using the global media matrix system to seduce you. This is the seduction into these kinds of immoral or sinful behavior. He knows that it disqualifies us from heaven. But here's the good news. The Bible says there's a way out of this dilemma. You can be rescued through Jesus Christ. That's why Satan has been mesmerizing the planet with this two-prong attack via the media matrix system he's built. One, he seduces us into a lifestyle of disqualifying immoral behavior. And two, he blinds our minds from seeing that God is not only real, but he's really provided a way out of this mess through Jesus Christ. This is what he says here.
1 Corinthians 6:11. Some of you were once like that. But you were cleansed, you were made holy, you were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
That's how we get out of this mess, this bondage from Satan, and back into a life of freedom both now and for all eternity. This is step 4. You receive this good news of being set free from Satan's bondage by faith and calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and asking him to forgive you of all your sins or immorality that Satan's tricked you into living. It's the only way out, as Jesus says here.
John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Romans 10:9-10. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved.
People, be encouraged, it really is true. If you would entrust your life to Jesus Christ and call upon his name and ask him to forgive you of all your sins, then you too have become qualified for heaven. I'm not going there because I'm perfect. It's simply because I've been forgiven. I received this good news by faith almost 30 years ago when my eyes were open to see what Satan didn't want me to see. It's a gift from God, and that's why it's called the gift of eternal life. You can't earn it because we're all disqualified. Rather, step 4, you simply receive it by faith, what Jesus did for you, and you're on your way to heaven once you do. Then the blindness drops off like this guy.
Acts 9:18. Instantly something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized.
This is step 4, the final and most important step you could ever take in life. This is how we hope you respond after reading this documentary. Please, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today so the blindness created by Satan and the elites will drop off like scales from your eyes. As the old hymn puts it, once you were blind but now you can see. Then start reading the Bible because that's the only book on the planet that not only came from God but has the power of God to renew your mind, or in other words, unbrainwash you from the brainwashing you've been under via Satan's global media matrix that he's created in these last days. This is what the Bible says here.
Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will.
The Bible really is the only book on the planet that can renew your mind from the brainwashing and forced blindness you were under via the subliminal seduction that's been going on through the mass media that Satan and the elites created to mesmerizing the minds of the masses. So again, I implore you, don't wait or put off to tomorrow to respond appropriately, because tomorrow may be too late. Please respond today with the truth you've encountered in this documentary and take all the steps to freedom. First, admit, then commit, then step 3, take action, and finally and most importantly, step 4, receive the good news about having a relationship with God and going to heaven to be with God through Jesus Christ. This is the pill that I extend to you one last time. Only it's not called the red pill, it's the God pill or gospel, the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Once you receive it by faith, it will be like you've awakened from the longest dream, as this man sings. I hope to see you there in heaven. Respond today.
Words from the song Your Love Broke Through by Keith Green. Like a foolish dreamer trying to build a highway to the sky, all my hopes would come tumbling down, and I never knew just why, until today, when you pulled away the clouds that hung like curtains on my eyes. Well, I've been blind all these wasted years, and I thought I was so wise. But then you took me by surprise, like waking up from the longest dream. How real it seemed until your love broke through. I've been lost in a fantasy that blinded me. Until your love broke through, all my life I've been searching for that crazy missing part. And with one touch, Lord, you just rolled away the stone that held my heart, and now I see that the answer was as easy as just asking you. And I am so sure I could never doubt your gentle touch again. It's like the power of the wind, like waking up from the longest dream. How real it seemed until your love broke through. I've been lost in a fantasy that blinded me. Until your love broke through, like waking up from the longest dream. How real it seemed until your love broke through.